36. A Now Dream. Nulu hadn't known that gods could shape tears. She stared up at the one who had fallen from the heavens and watched the tears trailing down his perfect face. She expected them to burst into flames as they fell to the ground and bring the ancestors to life. She wouldn't have been surprised to see her grandmother, mother, father, and all those who had gone to the spirit world suddenly rise up from the earth. It was that kind of day. "The one with the god face must be happy," she said to her grandfather, the cleverest of all the men in their village.
"They are tears of joy,"
her grandfather announced to the tribe.
"The god-faced one cries with joy to see the rain people."
The one called Modo wiped the tears from his face and mumbled something in his god language. It was very much like the language of the grey ones who had come to the forest several moons earlier, but they were always shouting. A long silence followed, and Nulu wondered if this was a now dream or a then dream. Or could it be a future dream? No, it was now. It was really happening. She knew that because of his tears, because of the warmth of his hand when she had held it, and because his stomach was rumbling.
"We must feed the god-faced one," she whispered.
Her grandfather gave orders as Nulu again took Modo's hand and led him to a large log near the fire pit. She patted it and sat down.
"Quickly! A feast! A feast!"
her grandfather called.
"What does a god eat?"
Nulu wondered. A white cloth was wrapped around his left hand, soaked with blood. A god who wept tears and could bleed. When her grandfather joined them on the log, she pointed at Modo's hand. Then, following her grandfather's quick commands, she ran to his hut and returned with the healing leaves and a bowl. Her grandfather ground some of the leaves into a paste and removed the bandage. Nulu gasped when she saw that Modo was missing his little finger. Modo winced as the paste was applied, but seemed thankful when they were finished. Nulu bound the hand carefully with the remaining leaves. As they waited for the food, she marveled at how this normal day had turned into a dream day. In the morning she had followed the hunting party, who were alarmed by the roaring and thundering in the skies. She was not supposed to leave the village, but she had done it before, and after all, she was the granddaughter of the Wise One, and her parents had died fighting the crocodile, so she could do things that other children couldn't without fear of punishment. One warrior had climbed a tree to discover that there were giant birds battling in the heavens. Then a grey man with a white face had fallen to the earth, dead. The rain people had encountered the grey men and their clinking dogs at the stone place, and knew they were killers. They had already lost three warriors to their death sticks. So when a second man fell through the trees and lived, they decided to pursue him and be certain he was dead. His face had been covered with a mask. Nulu had only caught a glimpse of him as he was driven toward the hunting pit. But he had survived the pit where all animals die. She had heard the cries of confusion and fear from the warriors, had then seen Modo climb out of the pit with his face revealed. The question was, why had the god face come to them? Was this the end of time? Would everything change from this moment on? These questions were too big for her mind. They were for her grandfather and the other elders and the ancestors to figure out. No, she could only be humbled by the fact that she had actually seen the god face. After a lifetime of stories by the fire, he was real. The eyes looked warm, the smile kind, and it had seemed entirely natural for her to bring him here. And now the one with the god face was sitting among them, eating the food they offered, and nodding and speaking in a language he couldn't understand.